Then I shall bow in God to be. Oh, how great thou art. How great thou art, then sing my soul, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. Oh, how great thou art,
how great thou art.
How great thou art, how great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art.
That he's so great. Oh, he spreads from the east to the west, from the north to the south. Oh, that's the mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that mighty God. He said, I am in the midst of my children. I am in the midst of my church. And tonight he's here. Oh, that mighty great God. Oh, how great thou art, our Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, amen, that you are here tonight. Amen. Oh, you've left your throne. Amen. Because you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, amen, there you are in their midst. Amen. And you are always faithful to your word. Oh, how great you are, Lord. Amen. Tonight, oh Lord Jesus, your children, they say, thank you, oh God. Amen. The Lord, you have made them possible for them to be in your presence. Oh, will you say, Lord, I thank you. Just say, Lord, blessed be your name. Of the truth, you are so great. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. How great thou art, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, mighty, mighty God. Oh, the mighty God. We bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No one is like unto you. No one is like unto you. Yes. Oh, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, there is no one. You are the creator. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening, oh God. We bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, oh God. Oh, you that walk in the midst of your church. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Heavenly Father, oh, what can we say this evening? Oh, the grace alone that, Father, you have given to us. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, that we have left the world, Lord. And, Father, we have come to your presence and we know the curtains have fallen behind us. And now we stand before your holy presence, Lord. And Father, no one ever comes to you and go by the same. Father, tonight we know that, Lord, you have something good in store for us, Lord. So, Father, all that we pray, the Lord, prepare our hearts, Lord Jesus, even as we hear your word, O God, because you have promised that these things, O Lord, it is given to us, Lord, to believe. It is given to us to understand. It is given to us to see. It is given to us to perceive, O God. And so, Lord, we say thank you, O God. Tonight, Lord Jesus, you know, oh, each and everyone, even before coming here. But, Lord, we know that, O God, we will never live the same. Father, bless your word even as we tend to it, God, and let the Holy Spirit, which is the author of it, God, oh, take it up, Lord, and make it a living bread, oh God, unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray. We thank you, we bless you once again, Lord, for the grace that you have given unto us. Lord Jesus, I surrender myself now. The Lord Jesus, just a vessel, empty vessel. Father, stand and speak to us all tonight. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, as we are still standing, let us stand to Revelation 2. We read the 2 and 3. We are on the Church of Sardis. There are very great things to be learned here. So tonight, as we study this portion of the scripture, we will continue through Friday, Lord willing, and on to Sunday we go to finish this studies. Praise the Lord. And there are great things that the Lord is going to reveal to us. There are very great things to be revealed. Amen. So let us hear the word of God as we read Revelation 3, 2 and 3. He said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Dear Lord, this is your word, O God. Your word is always life. Your word is power. Father, even as we read from the prophet, it said the years, the ages that gone by, they had a written word. But we have received the revealed word. So Lord, we thank you that this evening, your revealed word, O God, is before us, Lord. Father, speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, praise the Lord. Today has been a very tough battle with the enemy. And I just thank God for it. Praise the Lord. Anytime that you see the enemy openly fighting you, it shows that you are really doing something against his kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. This evening we left Babrigan. We were supposed to take Angel to UCG for a mock examination because she's about to get admission to the university over there. And we couldn't make it. Even halfway, we were stuck in the traffic. And then, from nowhere, it was drizzling. And then my wiper just got right from the joint. It just went off. So I can't even see the way. Praise the Lord. And it's only the other side, the passenger side, is only working. And my side is blinded. See how he's so annoyed. Praise God. So there's no way we could even go. Because the whole place, I had to go this way and be seen on the road, which is quite dangerous. So we had to make a U-turn and come back, park the car over there. But that's not going to stop us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, we are going to shake his kingdom.
Amen.
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 Nothing is going to bog me down.
Amen.
I stand by faith. I stand in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is my strength. The Lord, he is the captain of the Lord host is already fighting the battle. He has already taken lead. So tonight, even how to go back to our village, I don't know. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We thank God for everything. Amen. So tonight, as we take this study, our topic tonight is Watchman, be watchful. Watchman, be watchful. Praise the Lord. Yes. I quite remember some time ago, Pastor was preaching here, and the topic was the place of manifestation. And I was writing down some notes as whilst he was preaching. Actually, that's what I do all the time. Because out from somebody's message, I'm able to get something out of it, even what, to also build another message out of that. So he was hammering on something like to be on the post of duty. And then to place ourselves in the line of duty. And then to be up to our commission. Praise the Lord. So as these three phrases, he kept on coming and coming. And I picked on to be on the post of duty. So I was just, the thing just dropped in my thought, to be on the post of duty, that means watchman. Watchman. So if you remember, after a week later, I preached here on the topic watchman. Amen. I preached on the topic watchman. That a good watchman doesn't slumber nor sleep. Amen. While the world is asleep, the good watchman is always awake and keeping vigil. See? The good watchman, while the whole world is asleep, he keeps what? Watching and keeping vigil. Praise the Lord. He is awake. While the world is reveling, making joy and everything, the good watchman is watching and praying. Amen. Always on the post of duty. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the word of a true Christian. And we have the ultimate watchman in Jesus Christ. Amen. The ultimate watchman we have in what? Jesus Christ. As the psalmist said in Psalm 121, which we read here the other day. It's a great psalm, my brother. He said, he will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. You see? Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Oh, what a great watchman. That the Lord is your keeper. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is your keeper. He is what? A watchman. Amen. Watching over us. Oh, praise Amen. God. Amen. See? Till when the way how he's watching, he said, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. See, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in every time, forever and ever. Amen. Oh, what a great watchman. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he has also made us what? Watchmen. Amen. You are a watchman, and I'm a watchman also. Because he is a watchman, we also are what? Watchmen also. Praise God. And we see that even in the beginning, the Bible says so, that God made man. He created man, and he said he did what? And the Lord took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. See? Even right from the beginning, it shows that we are what? Watchmen. God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Oh, hallelujah. Joshua. He was a watchman, a great watchman. And the commission God gave to Joshua, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but shall meditate upon it during day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way what? Prosperous. Amen. See? Be a watchman. Meditate upon these words day and night. Be a watchman. Amen. And in that way, your ways will be what? Prosperous. Amen. If you will meditate upon it day and night. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And the psalmist again said in Psalm 1, he said, blessed is the man that do not walk in the ways of the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth on the seat of scornfuls, but that his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law that he meditate day and night. Oh, watchman. Oh, what a perfect instruction that it has been given to us as watchmen of the Lord. Now let us just come to our topic tonight. Now, we see that this very age, the age of Sardis, he said the warning to this age, the prophet said, was expressed in what? Two words, watchful and strengthen. See? Is that not what we read? So be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. So the prophet said, this very age, that age of Sardis, the age of Sardis, their warning was expressed in two words, watchful and strengthen. And be watchful, the prophet said, to watch contains not only the idea of being awake, but to be what? Alert. Amen. Not only that you will be awake, but you go to be alert. Any watchman, you see, that keeps awake, it is good. But if you are not alert, you are not a good watchman. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's good that you are awake. But if you are not what? Alert, you are not a good watchman. And I looked for the dictionary meaning of alert. And this is how he gave it to me. He said, to be alert is being quick to notice and respond to danger or possible problem. He said, quick thinking. But I wasn't satisfied with it. Because we, in our own way, it is what? But we will, I want to include that, being conscious, alert as being conscious. Praise the Lord. Be conscious of the things that are around you. The things that you see and the things that you don't see. You are conscious about them. Praise the Lord. A good watchman is not only the things that you see, but the things unseen also that makes you what? That makes you alert. Oh, praise God. And then he talked about strengthening. He said to strengthen means more than just to give strength. That's what the prophet was saying here. That to strengthen means more than just to give strength. It means to fix and establish permanency. See? Strengthen is what? To fix and to establish. Praise God. You see, Samson was given strength. And he was supposed to what? Fix and establish that strength. Fix and establish, that means the purpose for which the strength has been given to you, you must what? You must put it right and make it established. Praise God. And what was Samson? Samson was raised up as a watchman to subdue the enemies, see, to overcome the enemies, to demonstrate the power of God. See, he was given that strength to do what? To subdue their enemies, the enemies of what? Israel. To defeat them. That is what? He needed to fix that purpose of God and establish it for God. And so, my brother, my sister, whatever strength God has given to you, whatever gift God has given to you, it is what? For you to make sure that you put it for the purpose of God. Amen. 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 It should be put for the purpose of God. Whatever strength has been given to you, whatever gift has been given to you, make sure that you have fixed it and established it. The purpose for which God gave it to you. Amen. Amen. See? Samson now, what happened? Samson was found in a very sorry state, you see? Because he never established that purpose that God has given that strength for. So later he became so humiliated, see? Defeated and blinded. My brother, my sister, God has given us something. Whatever is given to you, you got to fix it in and establish it to his glory. Amen. Amen. He said, the prophet said here, said, these two commands, be watchful and strengthen, refer to what is left of the truth which itself was ready or about to die. See, the church of Sardis, they've had a truth. But God saw that the truth they had, it was about to die. And so he asked them that they should be watchful and strengthen what is about to die. My brother, my sister, watch yourself, watch man, and look and study wherever what God has given to you. You might have not been using that word, that gift that God has given to you. My brother, my sister, we got to be watchful about our faith, about the message, about our lives. We got to be watchful. If there is something that is not going right in your life, as a Christian, tonight, God is saying, be watchful. And strengthen, you know that things, something, there are things that in your life, that is what? Is about to die. Or is at the verge of dying. My brother, put what? Fire in there. Amen. And resurrect it. Amen. Amen. Yes, because the spirit of this age, Laodicea, is what? The spirit of lukewarmness. And we are coming to that. From there, we will just go to Philadelphia, and then we come toward Laodicea, the very age that we are living in. So the prophet said here, he said, see that you don't go back. Oh, serious. He said, see that you don't go back. To keep from, and then he said, to keep from going back, become alert. And remain ever watchful concerning the things of your captivity, or you will lose all. See, he says, strengthen yourself now in what you have left. Tonight, he said, we should what? Strengthen ourselves now in the things that are left. Let's strengthen our faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe it is our faith that is what? Has not been so strong. It is dying. Our faith is dying. My brother, he said, strengthen your faith. Amen. 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 And they that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. Amen. So maybe we are not waiting on the Lord so much. And so our faith is what? Our faith is dying. Amen. Tonight, the way how the devil actually tried to cause a problem. I told Satan, I would never give you the chance. Amen. Amen. He knew I'm coming here to stand for the Lord to use me. Amen. And so he has to bring me down. But it won't work. I said, Satan, it will not work. Amen. Amen. It won't work. Because the very subject that the Lord wants to bring to us is to strengthen. Amen. Amen. To be watchful. Amen. And strengthen what? Our faith. Our belief. Amen. Amen. And now he said, you are not going. I will blind your car that you will not even see the way to the church. Oh, hallelujah. But not as long as our Lord liveth, it can never happen. Amen. Amen. So it says, strengthen yourself. And he said the most important thing that he says, see that you don't go back. Praise the Lord. The Spirit was warning that age. You have come out from bondage. See? You have come out from the place. So see that you don't go back again. Amen. We have come out from different places, different beliefs, different faiths. See that you don't go back, my brother. See that you don't go back, my sister. That things that we have been doing, see that you don't go back to those things. Be watchful. Watchmen, be watchful. Amen. And strengthen the things that are about to die. The faith that is about to die, strengthen them. Amen. Amen. And let us just take it upon ourselves to wait upon the Lord, because that is the only scripture that tells us it is what? It will strengthen our what? Our faith. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Let us be waiting upon the Lord. Prayers. Praise God. Take reading your Bible. The message. Always let your mind be focused on Him. Your mind, wherever you are, let it be focused on Him. That is your waiting upon Him. Wherever you are, let your mind rest upon the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. It looks as if we always think about so much about the pressures of the day. How we are going to do this, how you are going to do that. We tend to think so much about what? How are we going to solve this problem? How are we going to do this? How am I going to do that? My brother, my sister, forget those things and concentrate on Him. Your mind, your heart, your thoughts, everything concentrating on Him. Say, Lord, this is the problem that is before me. But Lord, I just surrender everything to You. And then keep on going. Let Him be in your mind. Say, Lord, I believe as long as You are. Oh, I know that I'm more than overcomer. I know that victory is mine. And so I forget about all those problems. But I move forward because I know You have already moved forward. Praise God. He said, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. See? That he said, remember therefore. If you remember, that was the same thing he told the first church age, Ephesus. That remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen. See? The church of Ephesus, the same thing he told them. Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen. See? When he was telling the first church age, Ephesus, to go back to what? The first love. See, they've left the first love, and God was what? Warning them that remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first work. See, the same remember here for what? For the church of Sardis as the fifth church age. Amen. Strengthen yourself, my brother. Now, in what you have left. He said, this will be your opportunity to fulfill what you have not fulfilled. You see? This will be an opportunity for you to fulfill what you have not fulfilled. When you will be watchful and strengthen the places. Brother, we all know our weaknesses. Praise the Lord. We know our weaknesses. Maybe my weakness is what? Prayer. I can't pray. See? My weakness is what? I can't pray. I feel really lazy to just take a time of my own, maybe in the night, just to get up. You see? Sometimes you get awake in the middle of the night. You don't know. Maybe the Lord just woke you up. Praise God. Amen. So, just for a moment, say, Lord, you've woken me up. Get on your knees. Just 5 minutes prayer, Lord, and go back again. Praise God. Amen. You don't know why, how you just woke up. A little prayer, you go back to sleep again. But when we wake up, oh, that you find that your one of your leg has come out from your this, and so now the time you have to cover it very well and straighten your pillow and put your head there and sleep very well. Mm? Oh my, maybe God just woke you up to strengthen. Praise God. Let us watch it. Anytime you wake up, just take 5 minutes. Brother, just pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Too cold. Amen. See, let's do those things, my brother.
Amen.
Because you don't know why God will woke you up. You don't know why you woke up that moment. God wants you to speak to him. He wants to speak with you that very moment.
Amen.
So let us give ourselves that opportunity to speak with him in the coolness of that night, in that silent hour, or when the whole world is asleep. And then you can just say, oh my God, my Lord, oh how I love you so much, Lord. I thank you, God. Oh hallelujah. Just something, just praise his name, the Lord. I thank you, God.
Amen.
Mm. Let's strengthen ourselves. We know our weaknesses. Let us strengthen ourselves. Amen. Now let's come to this very the Church of Sardis. And we know the messenger was Martin Luther. And listen to what the prophet said here. He said, God bypassed Lutheran denomination as he has all others. See, they will never come back. Denomination can never come back again. And my brother, you can denominate your own self.
Yes.
See, and when you denominate yourself, you can never come back again.
Amen.
See, he said, God has to go and bypass them and go forward and turn to another new age to fulfill his work. See, we will come on that after what happened after Luther died, what actually happened. Let me just read something from the prophet here. He said, now be careful and get this. It says in this second verse that I read, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Do you know what's the meaning of not perfect? See? From what we read, he said, I have what? Found, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. And the prophet said, do you know the meaning of not perfect? He said, not perfect really, it means unfulfilled. Amen. See? This age was an unfulfilled age. There are things that we have not yet fulfilled. Oh, brethren, there are things that we have not fulfilled. Let us search ourselves, search everything. The things that we have not fulfilled, let us fulfill them, my brother. Praise God. Let us fulfill those things. That's why, because when it is not fulfilled, he says, I have found thy works not perfect. Amen. If we fail to fulfill the things that God has what called us into, if we fail, then we will not what? We will not be found perfect before our God. That's what he's saying. And the prophet said that is why the Bible called this age a reformation age, not a restoration.
Amen.
See? You are just reforming, but you have not restored. All that what the palmer worms and the canker worms and the caterpillars and the locusts have eaten. He said, I will restore.
Amen.
And so there must always be what? That kind of the restoration spirit in our lives.
Amen.
That anything that what the years have eaten in our lives, anything that we have lost, let us look for them and restore them. In that way, we are fulfilling what? The purpose of God.
Amen.
And then we will be found perfect before Him.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. That is what He's saying here. You see, He said, after the death of Luther, let's listen to what He said. Then, when Luther died, it was not long until the church had a hierarchy like the one it had fought. See? There was what? The very place they left, they have also what? Established the same thing. They came out from what? Bondage. And then they established something that created the same bondage upon them again. See? They went back to their mother. It's just like what the story of some prisoners that were able to escape from their captors. Praise the Lord. They chased them and they couldn't get them. They escaped, all right.
Amen.
Amen. And when they had escaped, now you've got your freedom. Instead of what? To build something that is profitable for themselves. Now we are free. We are no more under any bondage. No one, no taskmasters. Now we are on our own. Now we need to do what? Establish something that will be what? Profitable to us. But what happened? See, the joy of being free. Ah, come on. It's all what? They put themselves under another taskmaster.
Amen.
Drinking and all those sort of things. See, they were always what? Intoxicated. They booze all the time. They put themselves under another what? Taskmaster. When it whip him, he would just go and look for a thought. See? Buy some vodka and drink and get his head just swirling around like that. Amen.
Amen.
See? They've left their taskmasters. They've left a place or to where they had to what? They've gotten the freedom. But the freedom they had, they misused that freedom. It happens, my brother.
Right.
Amen. It happens always in our lives. When we are somewhere under some kind of pressure and we are able to come out from that pressure, we see ourselves free now. And now we start to do what? Things that are not right. Praise God. So, the prophet was saying here, she had gone back and did the same and did not even know. You see, when they have gone back onto the same situation again, the church was under what? The Roman Catholic. It was some kind of a hierarchy. They have what? The Pope. Who rules over them? Now the church, you have come out. Instead of what? God to lead. Now God lead us. What did they also do? They also had to what? Look unto a man again. A man to be what? The head of the church. Praise God. That is what? The denomination. See? That's what the denomination is. They are all in now. They have their headquarters. Now the prophet was saying that now it is not the name of the Lord who has to be the head of the church. But what? The church name is what now they hold. Church name. Praise God. They value the name of the church more than the name of God. They don't allow the name of God to be the head of the church anymore. Because when you open to them, look, this is what the word says. He will tell you, that's not how our church will do it. See? Now it is the church, not God anymore. Oh, baptism must be in the name of Jesus Christ. For our church, we don't do it that way. See? Oh, this has to be, look, this is what the Bible says. This is what the word of God says. Oh, our pastor says, that's not what our pastor said. Now that's what? They have left the name of what? God, who is the head of the church, and now they've gone back to the same thing that they left. Praise the Lord. That is what we, many a time, we move out from one step and then we see ourselves falling into another step again. Almost the same thing. We've left the church, we've left the world. If you've left the world, my brother, my sister, the world must be completely out of your life. That was where you were. The world must be completely out of your life. The prophet said, now they wanted to make their name very great. Instead of what? Making God's name great. And so you see, it happened right from the beginning. The same Tower of Babel, building what? Towers of Babel. The people that built the Tower of Babel, what did they say? They said, let us make what? Let us make a name for ourselves. See? Let's build what? A tower that will reach to heaven and make a name for ourselves. See? The same thing. Tower of Babel is being built all over because they want to make a name for themselves. Now our church has what? The greater number of what? Congregation. Greater number of what? People. Oh, our church has what? The richest people in the town. That is what they are looking at. They want to make names. And so now, the prophet was saying here, he said, today the Baptists want the Methodists to come over to Baptists. Because they feel that they are what? They are better than Methodists. See? The Methodists are out to proselytize the Presbyterians. And the Pentecostals want them all. Each claim to offer the most and to hold out the greatest hope. They hold the door to heaven. See? If you are not a JW, Jehovah Witness, you are not going to heaven. See? They are making names for themselves. But it is what? It got to be Christ. Jesus Christ, the head of the church. And so no, your name will mean nothing. But come to my church, you see Christ. See? That is what we got to hear. Come to my church, you see Christ. You hear Christ. You meet Christ. Praise the Lord. But not, it is, not that way. They want what? Number of people into their folds. That's all that they are looking for. My brother, the name of the Lord, he is what? The head of the church. He said, this denominational spirit has made all the denominations write their own manuals and teach their creeds, set up their offices and church governments. Then each claim that she and she alone truly speaks for God as she is the best qualified. See? Now that's what everybody is saying. Their own church, they are more particular to say that they are better than the other church. No, sir. Better how? If Christ is here and Christ is here, Christ is here. Oh, it will be what? It will be the same level. Because Christ is what? Is the head of the church.
Amen.
Amen. But now, today, there are divisions. The prophet said, that message was preaching, I think, 1956. When he said in U.S., that there are more than 900 what, different denominations. Praise the Lord. 900 different denominations. And 900 different denominations, you have what? 9 different way of what? Baptism. Because each has a different way of what? Baptism. But yet, the Bible says, one baptism. Oh, watchman, be watchful. And let the Lord be the name upon your heart. Praise the Lord. Because he is the head of the church. Amen. So now, it isn't exactly, if that isn't exactly what the Pope and the Roman Catholic are doing, they are right back there with their mother, the harlot, and don't know it. That's the most miserable thing, my brother. That you, there is something in your life that you don't know it. The spirit of what? Laodicea also. Laodicea, the spirit. He said they are wretched, miserable, poor, naked, and blind, and they don't know it. Oh, my brother, to be naked and you don't know it. Serious. To be naked and you don't know it. All because we have what? We have left Christ. My brother, my sister, where we have left, let us what? Strengthen the place. My brother, we know our weaknesses. Let us strengthen the areas of our weaknesses.
Amen.
Whatever Lord the Lord has put upon your heart, my brother, my sister, strengthen it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's strengthen our faith and believe of the word. Let us strengthen our life as Christians. Praise God. Let us renew them. Let us go back and look at our lives, the places, things that we do that doesn't fall in line with the word of God. Let us what, be watchful and strengthen those areas. Amen. Ah, my brother, I'm telling you, prayer, is one, number one.
Amen.
Be sincere to yourself. Prayer is number one. To take the word of God to read on your own is number two. Praise the Lord. But those things, we need to what? We need to renew them. Let's wait upon the Lord. Brethren, anytime you are going out, pray before you go out.
Amen.
Amen. Anytime. Even if you are late, just say one word before you leave the house.
Amen.
You don't just, I'm going to work, or I'm going out here, or I'm going to do this. Then you just get out, close your door, click the key, and off you go. Oh, my brother. From tonight, let's strengthen that. Let's renew it. Amen. Anytime you are going out, just say prayers before you leave the house. Amen. Anytime you want to sleep, pray before you sleep.
Amen.
Anytime you wake up in the middle of the night, say something to the Lord.
Amen.
In the morning when you wake up, say something to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to him.
Amen.
My brother, by this way, we will see what? We will be strengthened in the Lord. Our most Christians, that's our weakness. Prayer. Prayer. You know what I'm saying? Prayer. Praise the Lord. The other day we were talking about the children's, the youth time. That's where we're talking about what family meetings and family prayers. It's so sweet and so good. Amen. You're allowing your little kids, you pray. See, the little children, encouraging them to pray. Praise the Lord. Or even when you can just say, you are going to lead songs. Give us one song for us to sing. See, just get them in that spirit. Praise the Lord. It's so great. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. So tonight, what is in your life that you need to be watchful? What is in your life that you need to be watchful? What is in that in your life that you need to strengthen? As the Bible says that I have not found thy works perfect. That means you have not fulfilled something in your life. What are the things that are drawing you back? My brother, you know them. Tonight, we are not going to put... He knows everybody's request tonight. Tonight is not a time for us to bring our request. He knows everything.
Amen.
Amen. He knows our request.
Amen.
Let us what? Fulfill what we have what? It is dying in our lives.
Amen.
Let us say, Lord, tonight... I want to be strengthened.
Amen.
I want to renew those areas that, Lord, is dying, is about to die.
Amen.
I want to strengthen that place. Lord, give me that strength. Lord, let me be able to overcome every situation that comes my way. Let me be able, Lord, to deny myself for your sake, Lord. Tonight, just look and begin to speak to the Lord as we're about to pray. Forget about your request. Tonight, there's not a question of what, bringing our request before him. He knows everybody what is upon your heart. Amen. Tonight, myself, I know what the enemy is trying to do. You see? He's really trying to put... standing blocks in our ways. You know what? All this moment that my daughter has been here, she has been praying all the time that the Lord will get her some job to do whilst she's waiting for waiting for September where she will enter school. And you know what? As we heard the other time, he said, Jericho walls, Jericho doors. It was what? It was shut. Because of what? The children of Israel. They shut everywhere. Because of what? The children of Israel. That's the very thing the devil is doing. He's what? Shut every place. So that you people will not get what? Job to do. Close every door. But one thing we know, that always... the captain of the Lord host.
Amen.
He has gone beyond.
Amen.
To lead in the battle.
Amen.
So no matter what they close, it will surely be opened.
Amen.
Amen. And look at the whole thing. Just this September that she is now about to go to school, that is the time she has got a job. And now the whole thing is what? Has just crashed up. But praise be to God. See? Amen. We know the Lord will do what? The Lord himself know how these things can be managed. Amen. We know how, not even managed, how we will overcome. That's the correct thing. How we will overcome. We don't manage things in what? In the Christian life. Praise the Lord. We overcome them. Amen.
Amen.
So, tonight, my brother, he's faithful. He is faithful tonight. Just be sincere to yourself where you see yourself very weak. Say, Lord, I've been watchful. I've seen where I'm weak. Lord, help me. I surrender to you.
Amen.
I want to be prayerful.
Mm.
I want, Lord, to be what? Always by my Bible, by the message of the hour. I want to take that spirit upon myself, Lord. Help me, O God, to overcome all those things that have been what? The lukewarmness of this day, of this age, the spirit of this age that is working on me. Lord, help me. Praise God. And now, just to assure you, brethren, there are great things we are going to learn from this Church of Sardis. Very, very great things. The question of when we come to the He that overcometh, there are very great things there that we need to know. He said, I will not what? Blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will what? Confess his name. He said, He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are great, great revelation here, which we need to what? The Lord will reveal to us, will break it up for us. Praise God. But tonight, he says, let us be watchful and strengthen the things that are about to die in our lives. Or that are dying in our lives. Musicians, please come. Praise God. How many love him? Amen. How many will be sincere tonight and confess that, Lord, this is my weakness. This is where I always fall short. Lord, help me. I want to strengthen that. I want to strengthen. I want to be strong. I want to fix and establish. Amen. And from today, I want to be what? Watchful. I want to be awake and alert that I will forever allow those things to die again in my life. Amen. I'll be awake and I'll be alert. But tonight, Lord, here I confess to you that this is my weakness.
Savior, cool, I will answer when he calls for me. I will hear when the Savior will call. I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my day. If my heart is right when he calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear. If my heart is right when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my day. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. My name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my day. If my robe is white when he calls me, wide, I will hear if my robe is wide. When he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
There will be that great call. The bridegroom coming. Dream of your land and go and meet the bridegroom. One of these days, that is going to happen. That great call, one of these days.
I'll be somewhere.
And it is only when your heart is right.
I'll be somewhere.
Oh, when your heart is right.
I'll be somewhere. I'll be somewhere.
When your robes are white.
My name. Oh, I'll be
then
somewhere.
Then you can respond to that call.
I'll be somewhere.
Oh, the bridegroom coming.
I'll be somewhere.
The bridegroom coming. That's great call. Dream of your land.
I'll be somewhere.
Dream of your land.
Oh, listening, I'll be.
And it will depend upon how much oil you have in your land.
Listening for my name.
It will depend upon how much oil you have in your land. Just today is going to be the time for you to go and look for the oil. This will be the too late for you, my brother. And so tonight, feel on your lamp. Feel your lamp. Let it be overflowing. Feel your lamp. So that you will be ready. You will be ready when that great call comes. The bridegroom cometh. Give up your lamp and go and meet him.
Listening, I'll be somewhere.
Oh, that great call. That great call. That great call.
Listening for
it can come at any hour. It can come at any hour. That great call. It can even come tonight. It can come early in the morning. Tomorrow early morning. Around 6 and 9 o'clock. That great call can come. Are your lamp filled with oil? Are you ready to dream up your lamp?
Oh,
yes. Wherever, my brother, my sister, wherever you see weakness in your life, tonight is the year to strengthen. It's the year to renew. It's the year to make you anew. Tonight, if you confess to him, the Lord is my weakness. God help me.
Jesus
is my Lord. Help me, Lord.
I'll be somewhere.
Tell him. More than faithful, the day that waits upon me. Oh, I will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like unto eagles. Yes, that is him. Yes, my brother, my sister. With his fear, confess to him.
I'll be somewhere.
He loves you. That God is to be watchful. Be watchful and strengthen the things that are yet to die. That are about to die. Oh, that is the voice of God tonight. That's the voice of God tonight, my brother.
Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening,
I'll be somewhere.
Listening for my name.
Listening for my name.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be somewhere.
Listen,
I'll be.
somewhere listening for my name.
Yes, my brother, tonight he's here. I'll be somewhere, I'll hear my name. That great call, my brother, my sister, it could be tomorrow between 6 and 9. When that great call came. And my brother, my sister, are your lamps filled with oil? Are they sufficient that when you stream them, yes, the light will come? Because it is not yet, it will be too late, my brother. Tomorrow morning, 6 and 9, it will be too late if there are no oil in your lamps. How can you respond the great call? The bridegroom cometh. Stream up your lamps and go and meet him.
That Lord, when we rise up unto thee, Lord Savior, Father Lord, there be nothing between us and our Savior, Lord Savior. Guide us, Lord, tonight. Shepherd us, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior God. And Father, be glorified, Lord, Father, for bringing us, Lord, here and giving us the word, Father, of prayer, Lord Savior God. And Lord, Father, allowing us, Lord, Father, even, Lord Savior, this free access, Lord, that we can speak with thee, Lord Savior. Lord, at liberty, Lord Savior God. Father, you be glorified, Lord, through this channel of prayer we pray. Father, and we are trusting and we are believing, Lord Savior. Father, not many days hence, Lord Savior. Father, Lord Savior, we'd come back, Lord, Father, with greater testimonies, Lord Savior, of how you would meet with our every need, Lord Savior. God bless and supply every home's needs, Lord. We ask in thy holy name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless your name. Thank you. Let's sing a love song and Richie, bless you for tonight. We believe every word, every utterance. The Lord has taken note.
He's greater far than tongue open and liberty. Goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest. Oh, the guilty prayer bow down with care. God came inside to me, his erring child, he reconciled and pardoned for his
time. Oh, love of God,
oh, love of God,
oh, love of God,
how rich and pure. How measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels. Shall pass away and earthly foe
and kingdoms fall when men who hear
refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains. God's love so sure, shall still endure. Oh, measureless and
and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels come.
O Lamb of God,
O Lamb of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, in child forevermore in you, the sins and the ocean filled, and where the sky of parchment made, where every stone on earth a quill, and every man ascribed by faith
to write the line.
To write it out of God above, would in the ocean rise, the coolest growth contained above, those stretched of sky.
Lamb of God,
how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, in child forevermore in you, this intent.
Ravemo, come and close the church and remember our pastor and brethren, our brethren who are not here tonight. Just remember all of them in prayer. And that's what the Lord has given to us tonight, that we will be watchful and strengthen every weakness in the church, in ourselves, in the ministry, in everything. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. We thank the Lord for tonight. Amen. Just a quick testimony. A few weeks ago, Sister Gloria came with a prayer request for her father. He had prostate cancer and he was going to be operated, and he was going to have to use a catheter for the rest of his life. But she brought a prayer request, and we were praying, saying, Lord, we thank you for the testimony. So we have come to fulfill the testimony that he's been healed. He doesn't need to use a catheter, and he's well, and we want to thank the Lord for that. So he's in prayer answering God. Amen. 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 Just an announcement as well. Saturday, 1 o'clock, our youth meeting in the church here. Let us pray. Father, we are thankful, Lord. We have come back, Lord, to say thank you for the word tonight. Father, we have come back to say thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an hour, Lord, in your presence tonight. We don't take these things for granted, Lord, but we so esteem being with the saints, praying, singing, and hearing thy word. May you bless, Lord, every person that's partaken, Lord, of the ministry tonight. Remembering our brother Maxwell, how the devil has fought him, Lord, all day long, trying to stop him from delivering this message. But, Father, you have always brought the victory to us. And we thank you, Father, that you have defeated him once again. Lord, all the disappointments that may have come from today, May you turn them into beautiful testimonies that will encourage another person somewhere, Lord, not to give up, oh God. We pray for our sister Angel, that Lord, no matter what, Lord, the devil may try to raise, that you will open the Red Sea, Lord, that she will walk through, Lord, and this testimony will be published, Lord, from the ends of Ireland to the very ends of Africa, to encourage someone, Lord, oh God. We pray, Father, Lord, thanking you for our sisters, Father, what you have done for him. Lord, you are God and you always answer prayer, Lord. May you forever be glorified in his life, Lord. Oh God, and if it's been thy will, Lord, that we would meet him one day and hear the testimony from him, Lord, that we may glorify your name. Bless our brother Andrew. We commit him to you, Lord, asking that you'd strengthen him and fill him with wisdom, Lord, and continue to use him and strengthen his ministry. Remembering the musicians tonight, may you bless them, Father. I pray for every family that's here and absent, Lord, that you be with us even as we go home. Lord, that when we would meet again, Father, we would just continue to give you praise and honor. We thank you, Father, tonight for your glory. We ask these things. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been so good. Been so good. Lord, you've been so good. You've been so, so good. Lord, you've been so I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just want to tell.